Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. You may not be aware that epilepsy affects 1 in 100 Americans, making it a rather common brain disorder.
A contestant on American Idol was epileptic and had to wear dark glasses to keep the blinking lights from triggering an attack.
While some people respond well to treatment, a third don't, and for most epileptics, the cause of their seizures remains a mystery. Researchers are looking into a possible explanation.
Using a combination of genetic analysis, mathematical modeling, and microscopic imaging, scientists have identified millimeter-sized microlesions in the brains of 15 people who had surgery for their epilepsy.
Their brains had otherwise appeared normal. But in these microlesions, researchers found 11 groups of genes that either express too much or too little in brain tissues with high electrical activity.
Based on what these genes encoded, researchers predicted that compared with normal tissue, the microlesions would have more blood vessels and cells involved in inflammation.
To confirm their hunch, they stained sections of microlesions and put them under a microscope. Sure enough, they found inflammation and increased blood vessels. They also found neurons in these lesions had lost connections with one another, limiting the communication between them.
This may cause aberrant electrical signaling that triggers seizures in epileptics. The study needs more work, but may guide scientists to a new therapy to help the millions of people who suffer from disabling seizures daily.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.